The Erev Tochu Matzos. That on the night of Pesach, we have a Chiyav to eat matzah. We'll go into how much matzah, etc. But the mitzvah of matzah must be done with Shmura matzah. And that's a whole debate. What is the definition of Shmura matzah? We'll have to discuss as well. But there's a debate among the Rishonim, or Achronim, contemporary poskim, in terms of what is the preferred shmurah. We all agree you need shmurah matzah. Is it best to have hand shmurah, or is machine shmurah better? I think all agree they're both good, but which one is the best? I wouldn't say all agree, but well, halacha l'maisa, I'd say you're probably Yotze if you had any of those. So the Minigan, those who felt that you should have machine shmurah, I think that might be Breuers also, but it's better to have machine because it goes faster, there's less time, and therefore it's a less concern of chametz getting in, of shimar mi chametz. That's the side of going with machine. It's less of a chance of becoming chametz. Hand shmurah is an issue of lishma, and therefore, issue of lishma, meaning in hand shmurah you have lishma. In other words, the issue of those who claim hand shmurah is better than machine is because you're setting up the machine, you're pressing the button. Is that considered lishma? You turn it on and then through the varacher, the electricity, you press the button and then it does lish and asiya. You know, I guess it needs it and I guess it makes it. So what's the issue? Because we know there's a concept in Shas of Eisho Mishum Chetzio. There is a din in the Zikin, we know, that we apply this principle. Like if you, you know, have the Gemara in Baba Kama, you set a fire. So usually we assume the mice relates back to you. So that seems to be clear by the Zikin. The machlokas among the Achronim are, is it just a din in the Zikin? So then you'd say machine shmura would be a problem because then you're lacking lishma. But if you assume it's a din in Kol HaTorah Kulo, so just like it works, just like Yechaya by the Zikin, it'd be considered your maisa regarding shmura matzah. So in fact, that's what a lot of the Achronim, the Briska Rav, and the Gra and the Rambam say it's only a din based on a Rambam, it's only a din in the Zikin. Avnei Nezer brings down Rishonim as well. And they seem to have a problem where, with the Roy, because not only does the baking have to be Lishma, but the Lisha has to be. So the question is, does it help as well for the Lisha as well? So that's not a new issue. It's been, this machlokas has been going on in different minhagim for many years. It's in Hasidish circles, they feel they're very strong on Had Shmur. There was a Divrei Chaim who came out very strongly. Again, it could have been for different reasons about against other types of movements that you dafka have to have hand shmurah. But that seems to be among the Hasidim, especially. In fact, they say over a Maisa with the Rav's father, Rav Moshe Salveitchik, who both, by the way, held from machine shmurah, that he was out, I think Rav Moshe was living in Warsaw, which is a Hasidic community. And then he got interviewed by radio, maybe there wasn't any, newspaper. He got interviewed by some press, and they asked him what he thought about hand shmurah, or what he thought about machine shmurah. And he said, I think machine shmurah is better. It's not even a midas chasidus to use hand shmurah. So, so that obviously many chasidim were very upset about it, needless to say, and it's not so simple, that it's not just according to different Rishonim, it's a Shaila. If you hold Pshat in the Rambam, whether it's a din in, it depends how you learn Pshat, whether it's just a din in the Zikin or Kol HaTorah Kulo. So therefore, Yesh V'Yesh. So those who claim machine shmur is better, and those who claim hand shmur is better. I guess now, just to addendum, so I guess with the coronavirus, so the question would be, let's assume they're equal, that you could get the mitzvah with both. Is there an inyan? Well, obviously, there's two factors. Let's say I can't get hand shmura. So, okay, so then you use machine. And then the question is as well, do you assume out safety-wise, I guess there's less touching or et cetera, because the machine also has to go through a process, but I guess assuming that hand shmura has more of a likelihood, or more likelihood than machine, not that it's a high likelihood, that it could get, somehow the coronavirus could get in, so then would you use machine? So yes, I guess that would depend on what likelihood you think it's going to make a difference from a safety point of view, versus how strongly you feel about machine versus hand shmur. But it seems to be, this from my own observation, that most assume, many go with hand shmura, but there are those as well who go with machine shmura, and lemaisa for most, either way you yotze, especially if you can't get one or the other, then you should use, if you can't get machine, use hand, if you can't get hand, use machine. And there's a further shaila in terms of, but then you can't get either. I'd say, so then, with matzah pshutas, then you have to check, it used to be, and maybe it's still true, that even matzah, I think in Strides, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik used to say it, that as long, they make all the matzahs pshutas l'shem mitzvah also, because since many people in North America is that what they eat? They don't eat shmura, they don't eat quote unquote what we call shmura matzah. So therefore, they go ahead and they use matzah pshutas. So in theory as well, we have to check what the mitzvah is, but obviously b'shas hadchak, you don't have any other matzah. What choice do you have? And if they bake it all with shei mitzvah matzah, so b'shas hadchak, perhaps one could be yotze with that as well.